New high-level thinking about protecting computer networks. I'm David Brancaccio. The White House just released a new national cybersecurity strategy aimed at better protecting people, businesses, and the government from cyber attacks. One key piece is to push tech companies to work harder to be sure their products are secure. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that.
Cybersecurity is increasingly critical to national security and the economy.
10 years ago, when the Obama administration would put out a cybersecurity thing, nobody cared. Now it's like front page news.
Chris Bronk at the University of Houston says that's because everything is connected now.
Suddenly, the stakes are a lot higher. I mean, it's one thing for your computer to fail and eat your thesis. It's another problem if your computer fails and crashes your car.
Or if a hospital's computer system crashes, or the power grid goes down.
We cannot just rely on consumer behavior for people to keep themselves safe and secure.
Claire Rosso is CEO of ISC Squared, an association of cybersecurity professionals.
We have to also be able to rely on the developers of technology to prioritize security.
Until now, the government has largely been relying on companies to do that voluntarily. And
certain companies are extremely responsible, others are not.
Susan Landau at Tufts University says it makes sense then that the administration wants to require companies to take more responsibility.
The problem is that this doesn't have concrete steps to do it. It has to be followed up by legislation.
Which, she says, may be tough to get through Congress. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
Markets S&P futures are up 0.3%. The 10-year interest rate is still above 4%. The U.S. is reportedly launching a new campaign to crack down on those helping Russia evade economic sanctions. This, according to the Financial Times today, the focus is on a kind of laundering of trade where Russia reroutes imports through countries like the United Arab Emirates and Turkey. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen recently returned from Ukraine on the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion. My colleague Kai Rizdal spoke with Yellen about her trip and her view on how well sanctions are working.
The numbers like GDP growth in Russia have been more positive than we and the IMF had forecast.
And probably hoped, right?
Well, let me say, what we hope is that we can deny Russia access to the revenues that they need to fight this war and to the goods that they need to supply their military. So that's our focus.
That interview with Secretary Yellen is now streamable from marketplace.org. We've been reporting on a bill Congress passed this week to prevent retirement fund managers from considering environmental, social, and governance factors, or ESG, when making investment decisions. President Biden is expected to veto this. There's growing interest in ESG funds, which can also monitor for such factors as board independence from management, whether a company promotes women and minorities, or its environmental impact. Now, an investor might also choose an ESG fund that keeps firearms companies or alcoholic beverages out of the portfolio, if that's the investor's thing. This issue is also beginning a lot of attention in state legislatures across the country. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Ginzer has that.
Let's start with the ABCs of ESG. What exactly is it?
ESG investing incorporates environmental, social, and governance risk into investment decision making.
Megan Mullen is a public policy professor at UCLA. She says the idea is to reduce the financial risk from a changing environment, social disruption, and social inequality. The governance part is how a company is run. Things like CEO pay, how diverse the board of directors is.
Board structure, the relationship, right? The voice of shareholders in company decision making.
ESG eventually became an accepted approach to investing on Wall Street, a financial philosophy far removed from the culture wars. But opponents called it woke investing. Texas passed legislation prohibiting local governments from using 10 big banks that have ESG policies. Jason Isaac is a former state legislator, now with the conservative Texas Public Policy Foundation. He says ESG discourages investments in the oil and gas industry, the state's lifeblood. He refers to these banks as the enemy and says the state shouldn't be giving them any money.
It's not a really good idea to weaponize your enemies to work against you.
Or, put another way,
if you're going to boycott Texas, then Texas is going to boycott you.
Isaac acknowledges that the financial institutions Texas banned, including BlackRock, aren't exactly boycotting fossil fuels. But this is a war for activists like Isaac. He's working with the Heritage Foundation and other national groups that distribute model ESG ban legislation to state lawmakers. According to the law firm Ropes & Gray, more than 20 states are now considering restricting ESG in investment decisions. But others are backing away. North Dakota's Republican state treasurer, Thomas Beadle, warned the state legislature that restrictions could scare away investors.
We don't want to just cut ourselves off from the investment markets elsewhere in the world.
Beadle tells lawmakers it's okay if a bank has an ESG fund for its other clients. North Dakota just won't invest in it. He doesn't want his hands tied by the legislature. And there is some evidence that ESG prohibitions and bans can hurt a state's bottom line. Daniel Garrett has crunched the numbers. He teaches finance at the Wharton School. He says after Texas banned those 10 banks, there was less competition in the state's bond market, so the cost of borrowing went up.
This comes out to between $300 and $500 million of additional interest expenses on these bonds.
Garrett says even with that extra expense, he still expects more states to pass restrictions on ESG investing. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And the pharmacy chain Walgreens is now saying it will stop dispensing abortion pills in 20 states where Republican attorneys general are working to stop those sales. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has determined those sales would be legal. It's not clear where rival CVS is on this yet. The FDA has also approved mail order. Our digital producer is Jarrett Dang. Our engineers are Jessen Dueler and Nick Esposito. I'm David Brancaccio, the Marketplace Morning Report. 8 p.m., American Public Media.